Susie bites policeman. If she can, she will select a sergeant or a chief inspector. Oh, she's choosy. They all know Susie. Down at the station, when they hear she's on the prowl, there's consternation, as they know that when Susie sinks her teeth into their uniforms and flesh, she won't let go. She won't let go, 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 she won't let go. It's as if it is her mission to bite policemen. It's not so much the wounds the coppers mind as the affront to their position. The psychiatrist's report laid stress on how distraught her parents were and how respectably she'd been brought up. You're not a criminal, not wicked, just confused, he said, and laid a hand upon her arm and took a look inside her head. We are your friends, and I assure you that we understand you better than you understand yourself, and with your cooperation we can cure you. Susie looks around as if for somewhere she can hide. I enjoy a good bite, she says defiantly. Of course you do, he says, and writes it down. And that's exactly what, if you'll cooperate, we mean to cure when we've succeeded in uncovering just what you do it for. We are your friends, you can speak openly. But of course, to allow you to go round taking bites out of members of the force could lead to anarchy. Susie looks around, but there is nowhere she can hide. It's the uniform, she says, does something to me. And again he notes it down as he probes further in her brain, and is suddenly surprised to find his eyes have taken in how perfectly her teeth are formed, and how she'd look quite pretty if she smiled, and how her eyes are green. Then he explains as to a child that without the uniform they couldn't do their job. That's what I mean, she says, that's what I mean. And in her head a child screams, and in her head a spider spreads its threads like worms to catch and cobweb all her waking dreams. Come along now, Susie, give a smile for Daddy. You could look so pretty if you only tried. Won't you make me happy when you grow up to be Daddy's lovely lady, every man's dream bride? Susie bites policeman. If she can, she will select a sergeant or a chief inspector. Oh, she's choosy. They all know Susie. Down at the station, when they hear she's on the prowl, there's consternation, because they know that when Susie sinks her teeth into their uniforms and flesh, she won't let go. She won't let go, 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 she won't let go. It's as if it is her mission to bite policemen. It's not so much the wounds the coppers mind as the affront to their position. Susie watches from behind a screen, which means her mind is out of reach of the man whose brain is trained to find out, and whose reason is as sharp as a dissecting knife to slice away the core of craziness and lead her back to life for your own good. Please believe me, if you persist in being obstinate, you'll leave us with no choice but to have you locked away, and that would grieve me. Susie, in her hiding place, keeps silent as a stone. And then she hears him say, what will become of you? His dream is to wake her from her dream, And so he tells her that these pills are what the treatment now requires to help her exercise control over her fears and her desires for your own good. You need society, for when we're trapped in our fantasies, we may think we can fly instead of learning to adapt to the reality. Susie, in her hiding place, holds silence like a stone as she sees his shadow grow to tower over her. And still he tries to break the spell, and still the words flow on as she sees him rise to giant size between her and the sun. And when he reaches out to steal her soul, she sinks her perfect teeth into his arm. How can he ever know? She doesn't mean him any harm. As in her eyes he dwindles down to baby size. She won't let go, he yells, she won't let go. Still in her head a child screams, and in her head the spider spreads its threads like words to catch and cobweb all her waking dreams. Now you've made me angry, no one loves you, Susie, when you're being moody, when you're being wild. Who would want to marry someone who's so surly? I don't know what will become of such a child. Susie bites policeman. If she can, she will select a sergeant or a chief inspector. Oh, she's choosy. They all know Susie. Down at the station, when they hear she's on the prowl, there's consternation, because they know that when Susie sinks her teeth into their uniforms and flesh, she won't let go. She won't let go, 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 she won't, she won't let go. It's as if it is her mission to bite policemen. It's not so much the wounds the coppers mind as the affront to their position.